This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, baby. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. We are 1 week and 1 day, 2.5 hours away from the first pitch of opening day Rangers Cubbies next Thursday night right here on the Fan pregame at 6 o'clock. We cannot wait to see you guys back out there at the yard for the first time since we broadcasted game one or game two, if you happen to be there for that special roundtable broadcast that Saturday afternoon. An enchanted day.
Yep.
And opening day, I believe, is going to be like Parade 2.0 as far as the energy, the excitement, the revelry, and we hope you can join us. Okay, Rangers and Reds are in action this afternoon. Let's take a look at the box score as they had a massive bottom of the or top of the second inning, and they lead 6-1. Chief just told you got the bombski from Langford. You also had a home run from Simeon,
who is slam.
Absolutely on fire. So this is a lot of fun. Dane Dunning is dealing. He has gone 2 1/3. He did give up the one run on two hits, but not too bad from him. And we're expecting to get a Mark Church appearance in this game. He of 10 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs allowed so far. This could be a big conclusion to his spring.
I love me some Mark Church, dude. He's my most excited reliever option that
we've
got.
Did he pitch yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, he did.
He closed. He came in.
So they're going to close him again today?
Maybe try him out back-to-back days.
See
what you got.
Are you Aroldis Chapman, or can you do this thing?
My gut feeling is that he will probably be in the minors.
Start the season, then you call him up.
That'd be my guess.
Because of the option situation stuff.
Yeah, I think that it makes
because he's
too
played
much
his way on. Yeah, but I understand that.
You know, you usually hear like personnel guys say this. Oh man, these Stephen Jones, boy, these cuts are going to be tough. This is going to be tough.
It's a numbers
and
game,
and it really is not for the Rangers. I actually kind of think it is who they're trying to. And yeah. I think there's going to be some roster manipulation. Man, I'm lucky I said that the right way.
You did. You nailed it.
But I think they're going to have some of that early in the first maybe couple of weeks of the season until they kind of get things settled down and kind of have an idea of how they want to get the roster the right way.
And I think you're right about Church. I could definitely see that happening.
He was just okay yesterday in his closeout appearance that he
but
had.
But I think he's got a lot of opportunity, and he will be called up at some point this year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, deliver and maybe just stay up once he does get called up. But I don't know how in the world you're not having Wyatt Langford on that opening day roster, probably batting third. I think that dude has probably made it with the job he's been doing.
Yeah, overall, it's been a disappointing spring, I think, for your young starting pitchers. But overall, I'm just geeked with what Langford was able to do.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And I think we're about to see the arrival of the game's next superstar.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Wilson. Wyatt Langford is the sixth player since spring stats were first tracked back in 2006 to hit at least 6 homers in their age 22 season or younger. Wow. So tied for third all time behind Freddie Freeman and Ryan Zimmerman.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be outstanding. I mean, you talk about the catalyst you have in your lineup already. What Evan Carter was able to do, and obviously Seager, Simeon, Adolis Garcia. Maybe Langford could, you know, join Seager as a truly elite hitter in every way and send this thing into the absolute stratosphere. I'm thinking dynasty. You know, I don't think I'm being greedy. I think that's an accurate portrayal of what could happen here.
Especially if you hit on some of these bullpen guys like Church, who we're excited about. Grant Anderson, if he continues to go ahead and develop well, and he's a guy that could possibly be on the opening day roster as well. Yeah, and if you get something out of Jack Leiter, I mean, last year, heck, I know Kumar Rocker's not going to give you anything this year, but he was a guy that Bruce Bochy was looking at it being fast-tracked possibly as a relief option for you. So if he can go ahead and end up recovering well from Tommy John surgery again, and maybe you're able to get something out of those arms you didn't expect anything from, the pitching, you know the hitting's going to be there. If they could ever finally establish some pitching in the minor leagues, yeah, the dynasty talk is real.
I do think their bullpen is so unsecure that I'm going with Church to start the season.
I would love that.
He's hot, you know, and it might not be his turn in 2 or 3 weeks. It could be a Grant Anderson situation where you're like, hey, he was good kind of temporarily, sure, but now he's back in the minors. We're going to wait till he's hot again and then bring him back up, you know. So I think it is going to be an up and down teeter-totter type of year for the pitching staff in a lot of ways. I'm just trying to play the hot hand now, but that roster manipulation is tempting, especially with a guy like Ray Davis as your owner. Doesn't always prioritize winning over saving money. Looking at you, Ray. Okay, let's make this happen. We go to WFAA.com is where I'm seeing this story. The MLB and WWE have partnered to make title belts, the Texas Rangers edition. I feel like it's an absolute lock. Hagee's wife is going to get him one of these.
Damn right. That'll be a Christmas gift.
That'll probably be the one seed. It looks like these are like 500-something bucks, huh?
Yeah, you're looking at $549 on MLBShop.com and ShopWWE.com. I'm not a big wrestling fan, Brian, but if that's not the most badass piece of baseball memorabilia, like when it comes to novelty type items.
That looks so cool.
Yeah, scroll on down there.
And the belts are badass.
Tell me what you think. I mean, if obviously you got to have some disposable income, or this is a special type of gift for the Rangers fan in your life. I imagine you're breaking that out for watch parties probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this one of those things where watch party at home, you're wearing it during the game? Do you wear it to the game if you're going to the game? Or is this strictly up on the man cave mantle on the wall for folks to see that way? I don't know. There's some versatility here with this bad boy.
You could drape it over your shoulder.
I was going to say the shoulder drape is pretty fly.
You know, like a celebration type deal. You go ahead and pop it over there. I love it. I mean, I've loved the fantasy football. Instead of a trophy, you go with the fantasy football championship belt, I think has always been a good move. These are outstanding.
Give me the replica ring then instead of the belt. That's what I would do. I want the whatever the ring is, like the
so
best.
So you can not wear it like your Super Bowl ring?
No, I mean, But I think
you crapped on Kobe's ring yesterday pretty good.
Well, it was Kobe's dad's ring.
But no, I would wear the replica ring before I wear the belt.
Okay.
You know, like if
it's a little bit more inconspicuous. Yeah, it's not as loud, that's for sure.
I think I'd like the loud.
I think championship parade brought us, though. He wants that belt.
He needed the belt.
You know what I mean? There's moments. Parade brought us, spring training hammered Tito's brought us. He's going to want that championship Texas Rangers belt that is just the perfect amount of red, white, and blue and gold. And then it looks like on the inside you get some Sunday
cost?
Best powder blue. This is $549.99. Maybe you buy this for the bully and this makes up, you know, one final truce on the World Series fiasco for the ages.
If I could squeeze that out, I'm here for it.
Yeah, championship belts, one size fits all.
That's what I would worry about. That's why I don't want the belt.
No,
I'm worried. I'm worried.
You're just reminded. You're reminded every time.
Yeah, every time you put it on, you're going, God, about to die here. You know, and then like Mardi Gras, Brian wearing the belt and drinking.
Yeah,
oh my God,
and you get all bloated.
I'd be like, yeah.
You could probably wear it more like a choker. Or you'd probably wear it around your neck.
That's like your alter ego, though. You know, when you drop into Mardi Gras Brian mode, all bets are off. All normal rules for Broadus are off.
Mardi Gras Brian would be in on this. You'd be in on this.
You would take your shirt off to make enough room around your waist to fit this thing around your
belly. I don't think there's not enough alcohol to make me do that.
Dude.
No, there's not.
I will dispute that to the day this actually happens.
No, there's not. There's not enough alcohol to make me take my shirt off and put the belt on.
There is enough alcohol and championship euphoria, though, that when you mix
you
those two
this,
ingredients,
okay,
all
you,
of a sudden a different animal comes out, okay? This isn't just a run-of-the-mill drunken day with your boys. Yeah. This is championship parade, hammered broadus with a championship belt, and you're going to snatch that out of somebody's hands the same way you did the tequila margarita situation at the parade the last time when you waterfalled it from a tolo. over the fence.
Should have gone lip to tip.
Well, I hadn't heard about that. That was awesome.
Wait a minute now.
I did too, but you did.
Why?
I put my mouth on that.
Wolchuk put his mouth right on that sauce.
I was glad I was not. Yeah, it was before Wolchuk on this thing.
We go waterfall. Wolchuk just goes right into his mouth.
Hey, I'm not a coward.
Yeah. I can't. No, I'm not.
Yes, obviously you right now can't.
Oh, let the Stars win the championship, and it might be even worse.
You know what?
We don't have a hockey belt, though.
He's always thinking the 7-year-old him that's walking into the pool with the shirt on. Yeah, he's fighting that fight every day.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a good point.
Seriously,
that's a good point.
Nobody wants to see me without a shirt on. That's just not, that's no. No, it's not going to happen.
Speak for yourself.
No.
I think we do now.
Oh,
we've
like
all
you,
been
you and
wanting
back,
to see that third nipple for a long time.
I'm not going to wax it again, I'll tell you that, but I'll show the back off if somebody wants to check
is
it
is your
out.
Back like just still all scarred
it
up?
Probably is. I can't see it. It's my pack.
Funny thing about his back, though.
I'm all about Mardi Gras Broadus all the time.
Yeah.
But any extracurricular stuff? No.
This would be back to back championship.
Not the
and we'll count it as a double bet payoff for you. Don't forget that.
If you rip your shirt off, it's a double bet payoff.
Unless you give one of your bet payoffs over to somebody, or that was an immunity situation. This counts as a bet payoff, dude. Next time the Rangers win a championship, which is later this calendar year.
Any team win a championship parade.
Yeah,
I'm totally in on that. Any parade. What's our new football league called? It's not
The XFL Renegades.
But it's not the XFL.
It's
anymore.
The UFL.
UFL.
The USFL.
Yeah, they
the
win
UFL.
That thing. They have
UFL.
A parade. I'll go stand
I
down there
think
and cheer for them.
Have a parade because they just won. We didn't have a parade. So we won't get a parade for that.
Yeah, but it's not about showing up. It's about showing up and being willing to go championship belt on, potentially shirt off.
See,
I think this is going to happen.
The
but
championship belt is not happening.
This thing is
not.
Sweet, though.
Yeah.
This thing is sweet,
it's
though, man.
It's badass. It really is.
I think they're going to do numbers for Christmas presents and stuff like that, Rangers super fans. I mean, with the inflation being what it is, you kind of have to readjust what is a crap load of money. Like growing up, it was $110 pair of sneakers was a crap load of money. Now they're $300. So, but this seems like a heavy, heavy bill to pull off. It's worth it, though.
I would rather pay the $500 on championship day to throw a party for everybody around me. Get like $500 of alcohol. That's what more alcohol than food.
More alcohol.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
I would have a
$500 tailgate party. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about baseball stuff here, and we do have to segue that championship strap is a thing of beauty. The man who would be my pick to win MVP of their next World Series would be Corey Seager still. but if it's not him.
He went out on a limb on that one.
If it's not him, bang, bang.
Oh,
we go to Jim Bowden in The Athletic, his
Jim.
He's like all breakout team.
Failed front office guy.
For left fielder, of course, he has our Wyatt Langford, age 22, 6'1", 2 1/4". Okay. He is so stout, he looks like he's 5'8". It's like no way a dude that wide who looks like that. He's like a block of muscle, but he's super tall as well.
Especially from the waist to the knee.
That's right. Says, Langford's my preseason prediction for AL Rookie of the Year as well over his teammate Evan Carter and the O's, Jackson Holliday. Is Langford going to overshadow Carter?
Yes, he
I
is.
I asked that question yesterday,
Because
less pressure maybe for Carter? Carter
well,
might
yeah,
perform.
Less pressure, but just the
Carter
power.
Might perform
well, the reason,
better.
The reason why is we saw Evan Carter. Evan Carter had his breakout moment in the postseason last year. We haven't gotten to see Wyatt Langford. So you have that excitement and build up like we saw with Josh Young two years ago.
If I'm Carter, I'm kind of happy.
I don't think Evan Carter cares.
No pressure.
He's got that personality. He's humble as hell. He's just going to go about his business every day. He is totally fine with that.
Wife's great with the crock pot.
And yes, chicks dig the dong ball.
And that's
Wyatt Langford is hitting the homers.
That's 100% the reason why Bankford is, he's going to be more hyped up, more talked about, more. It's a more exciting type of skill, you know, that he's bringing to the table here. So, yes. Carter is going to be a tremendous player. I think multiple-time All-Star as well. I think you go Simeon, Carter, Langford. Is that?
Yeah, because Evan Carter's a better all-around player. Yeah. Evan Carter definitely still a very good offensive player. I mean, full count Carter here. But he's going to be absolutely robbing home runs out there in the outfield. I don't know that we'll see that from Langford or not. Hopeful. But Evan Carter definitely has that ability.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, he's a total weapon, I think, and is only going to get better. Like, Carter's on-base percentage against lefties so far in spring training is insane. I think he just went to work in the offseason with his vision and his patience.
He did. And
just like that, you know, elite learners, I think. Guys making quick transitions. And Langford's transition is historic as well. I know Evan Carter broke several records last year for just stepping in as a rookie, but also for anybody in the playoff stuff he was doing was just insane. But Langford hit 373, 21 home runs as a junior at Florida. Yeah. His numbers in spring training have been really historic. Would you say only six other players under the age of 22 have ever done what he's doing at spring training?
Yep.
And of course, our guy Maddox called him the best player on the team, not named Corey Seager, just a while back. And then on that lineup, I don't know where Adolis Garcia fits in here. Is he 4, 5, 6? You have a lot of options when totally healthy. I think he'll probably get moved around depending on how he's doing. But the story in the morning news is that his kryptonite, the old high heater, is back, and he's not worried about it. He says it's just part of the process, getting them all figured out. He says can't hit him, can't lay off him. So we'll see how his season gets underway. But, you know, he's getting a late start on this. So I'm not too concerned, especially after what he did last year. He can do no wrong in my mind, you know. However the Adolis Garcia career trajectory goes from here, I love him. You know, that's what I know about the guy.
I'd cover up a crime for that guy.
You get the streakiness from Adolis every year, but it's not a biggie. He'll be all right. He'll work out of that slump.
We got the top 10 at 420 coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
It's a great day. It's National Ravioli Day. Who doesn't love a good ravioli? Top 10 types of pasta on National Ravioli Day. What's your favorite, and where does ravioli rank for you? That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420 here in the G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Our segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Get your free consultation at truckwreck.com. Here's Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
You know, we'll get to the top 10 here in just a moment. National Ravioli Day. Nothing quite gets me fired up like some pasta talk. Top 10 pastas in honor of this National Ravioli Day. I mean, as a kid, favorite food was indeed spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, to me, I think if you say pasta, I say yes, please.
Yeah, I feel like that goes for just about everyone. I mean, my kids, they were at 2 years old. It's like pasta. Mm-hmm. What do you want to eat? It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's like for breakfast, we want pasta. Mm-hmm. And there's times where, you know, I'm the cool dad and I'm like, boom, here it is. Some spaghetti for breakfast.
Oh, mom's not here. Let's
party it up, dude.
A little butter. I mean, some noodles and butter.
Okay, speaking of that, does Top Ramen count?
It's noodles.
Yeah, I guess it does. I mean, it doesn't count as your number one.
Ramen noodles.
We obviously can't allow that to happen.
It's a damn
can't
noodle.
Be your one seed.
Not the one seed. No, no. Is that what you're saying?
No. But I just was wondering if I would consider that.
Okay, you can consider.
Yeah. It's a pasta.
Yeah, we're not going to hold that against you. Now, if you did one seed, we would have had an absolute fight.
Are those noodles different?
What do you
are
mean
they different in texture or how they're made?
Ramens?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Are we talking about something completely different from what Italian pasta is?
Well, this will be specifically all Italian pastas that are on this top 10 list, but it is. I think if it's a noodle, it absolutely will qualify as a pasta, in my opinion.
Okay.
But it is probably made differently, to your point.
It's technically a Japanese noodle of Chinese origin.
There we go.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Before we get to the top 10 list, Eric Kendricks, who did play a cut of him yesterday, bussing with the boys. Here was him talking about his days in Minnesota. And maybe a little trick that the Vikings used to play to, you know, make things a little bit more challenging on the away team.
How do you feel about Buffalo going to another outdoor stadium?
I love that. I think when the elements are intense, you take that as like your culture builder. Like, you got to come into Buffalo. Like, I think if Buffalo went to an indoor stadium, it's like it would take away from like all this stuff. It would be much louder. Bills Mafia would obviously go crazy. But something about like when you see this past year and you see Buffalo and all the snow on the ground and fans are coming into the stadium to shovel everything out, you're like, yo, that's Buffalo.
Oh, I played outdoor 1 year in Minnesota my rookie year, and you know we moved indoor, and I always felt like there were some games later on in the season where we had the ability to like open and shut some of the doors on the side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, imagine if Arizona is coming, you know, to Minnesota late in the season.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's 10 degrees outside and we just open the doors in the indoor.
Yeah.
And we just like completely shock them like a day before, you know.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, by the way, the doors will be open today.
They're opening the doors, 10 degree weather outside. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't try and create as much of a home field advantage for yourself as possible.
Because we're built for this in Minnesota. We know we can handle this.
Well, the thing
you would think,
the thing that we used to take advantage of in Green Bay was our players hated playing in cold weather, but we lived in it.
So we're used to it.
So we understood.
Did you practice in it?
Yes.
Built for it.
Yeah,
there you go. You gotta be practicing
it. Yeah, you practice outdoors. I will never forget we played the Raiders. It was the day that we got the Lambeau Leap from Leroy Butler. It was that game. It was like 9 below 0 that day.
Oh, the Raiders.
And the Raiders, Terry Rubisky was their receivers coach. He comes across the field, Terry, an LSU guy, and he goes, you guys are going to kick our ass today. This is before the game. He walks up, you're going to kick our ass today. And I said, man, we got to play this game. He goes, no. He goes, you guys are going to kick our ass today. And I said, well, okay, fine. So after the game, we kicked their ass. And he came up to me, he goes, next time I tell you that, believe me. And I talked to him a little bit later, and he says, we were beat when the door opened on the plane. When we left Los Angeles, it was 80 degrees. We land in Green Bay, it's 6 below 0. He says, as soon as our players felt that cold, we were done.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get these teams.
Yeah, guaranteed,
dude. That's where
you
get them. You don't get them. You get them on the psychological part of things, but you get them when they feel the actual cold.
Yeah, like Miami going to Kansas City in the first round of the playoffs where you're having frostbitten fans
at
Arrowhead.
But you live in
the
week.
So yeah, but Miami didn't stand a chance. Like, there's nothing you can do to prepare for
something like that. There's nothing. And, you know, on the flip side of that, though, there's very little you can do to prepare to go to Miami to play in that heat.
Absolutely.
Early season games. We saw Buffalo ran 90-something plays in that game, you know, and just got wore down, you know. But, yeah, there's advantages that you can have on both sides of that.
Mm. I just think, like your player said, they hated playing in it. I don't know if it's enough of an advantage to give up the comfort. And there's plenty of teams that have won being in domes, asserted dominance. They didn't have any weather advantage. Yeah. That's what I would be saying as the owner who's sensitive to cold. I'm like, guys, we're just not doing it.
I just remember Favre, I think he was 44-17 in games that were like below 32 or below. With the you know, 32 degrees or below. And he hated it. He hated every minute of playing in those games. But he had a knack for, you know, navigating how he had to play. And our players did. We did. The only advantage we had was living in it. That's the only advantage we had.
Well, I mean, I think that's smart there from Minnesota. A little insight there from Eric Kendricks. Now, obviously, he's not going to have to worry about that at AT&T Stadium. It's not like Jerry's going ahead and doing that much. And
it's
like
just got the sun blow through that glass.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to go and put the curtains up or anything. Why would we do that? You know, it's a home field advantage.
That would be a cool advantage if you actually used it to like affect which side of the field you're going to choose, and you know what time it's coming up. And you position the team, or you try to work on it to where, you know, they're going to have a decent chance of it hurting the other team and helping you.
Yeah, like if, okay, that team now is going up again. The receivers are having to catch the ball with the lights being shining in their eyes instead of Miles Austin.
Yeah. You
know, that would be helpful.
We can't be going this way or that way in this quarter, you know.
But for whatever reason, the Cowboys haven't seemed to master that to benefit them. But, you know, maybe one day we'll be able to figure that out. Let's get to our top 10 National Ravioli Day, the top 10 best types of pasta. Boys, where is ravioli for you in your pasta rankings? I mean, for me, I love a good ravioli. You can stuff it with just traditional cheese. We can go meat in there. We can go some lobster, some crab, some shrimp. I'll even do a little spinach. Wouldn't mind that.
I got one with an imitation truffle.
Hello.
You know what? A Target over in their deli section next to the produce has some insane ravioli. So it has been absolutely huge, I'd say, in my house over the last 6 months. Up till that point, I've been sleeping on it.
Okay.
You know, but I love it now because it can be like a little puffet of like lasagna flavors.
Yes.
You know, they're packing that ricotta cheese in there. No doubt. It's just, it's unbelievable.
That ricotta is special, dude. The ravioli is up there. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. And as you mentioned, the versatility of it to where whatever type of protein you want to throw in there, or if you just want to cheese this thing up, like that's all good.
There's some butternut squash. I believe we sampled that actually at night. They brought us some of that, which was absolutely delicious.
I'm a big fan of the gnocchi.
Okay, the gnocchi.
Yeah.
The gnocchi.
I've learned how to do it, but I'm going to do Friday for you guys. I'm going to do manicotti with Italian sausage stuffed.
Oh, my manicotti. Dear God, bro.
Sounds delicious.
Please. Yeah. How about the tortellini, too?
Tortellini. Oh, yeah. Very similar. Very similar to the ravioli family. Lucius, how are we feeling about the raviolis and the pasta?
I had to be an adult to realize there was good ravioli out here. Because you just get that ravioli in the can, and I didn't like that whatsoever. Yeah, I didn't like that whatsoever.
That's weird pasta sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, that was strange.
He does have a unique taste. Now, as an adult, I used to think it was good as a kid.
Too much acidity.
It's too much. Yeah, and I like the granddaddy of them all, the lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one.
I know you do love that lasagna. I mean, it's so...
Like Garfield, he turned me out to that.
Lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna. I'll tell you what, those raviolis, though, you can do them a lot of different ways, like Dawson was talking about. Like, put crab meat in them, lobster.
You can fry them, too. Toasted ravioli.
Yeah, toasted raviolis are excellent.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know me, I just like the pasta on Texas toast.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's whatever. You know,
honestly, the ravioli could be a perfect size to just put on there.
Yeah.
And now you're making, like, maybe a little ravioli sandwich with the Texas toast.
Yeah.
Takes some work to do all that, though, man.
Ravioli. It does. I was watching a video.
When you have to roll all that out and then run it through that machine and all, I mean, you know, some of those machines... You know, the crank on it and stuff to make sure you have to run it through like four or five times and get it the proper width. And then, you know, and then you have to make two to cover one or the other. Then you run the wheel through it. I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
That's a lot of work, man.
A lot of work. But it's so worth it when you do it the right way.
It's a process. And there's a lot of love that goes into the making of really all pastas, but the ravioli for sure. We got some text in extra large stuffed shells.
That's good, too.
That is good. Greenville Avenue Pizza has the best toasted ravioli, says the 512. We just said the last
DoorDash
214. I don't think we said.
Yeah, everybody keeps texting in that we said Brett Favre, and we didn't.
No, I didn't. So I said the last name.
Yeah, you're clear.
I said the last name on purpose.
Yeah, thank you for that. You're a damn good teammate.
Just wanna,
everybody just false alarming
that,
us over
I made
here.
That, I made sure I did that on purpose.
Literally didn't even say his name.
Yep, I did. Like, I just said Favre.
Yeah, but you just did.
What?
Eric did. Eric just...
Oh, man, Eric, what are you doing over there?
He knows what he's doing. Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks. Said, Mama, take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry.
The
flag.
Spinach ricotta ravioli. Ravioli Alfredo. Spinach and garlic toast. Broadus. List your favorite quarterbacks from all the teams you've been a part of. I know Chad Hutchinson's number one in your heart.
I love Chad Hutchinson.
Well, there's a Drew Henson love in there, too, somewhere.
A lot of Drew Henson love.
Angel
there.
Hair underrated. It is better than the normal spaghetti noodles.
Let me tell you what, though. Angel hair, you have to be careful because it's very thin and it can't hold enough sauce. So that's the problem with it, though. When you do angel hair, you almost have to do it with a garlic and olive oil.
Yeah,
you cannot throw a heavy sauce on angel hair and expect it to be any good.
You got
to
put your pasta in position to succeed, you know. Yes. And time again, you get these guys in the kitchen and they're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, and it's a disaster. So you have to just understand what your talent is. You don't go into the pantry knowing what you're going to cook. You go in there and you see what ingredients you have. Gosh dang it. You're not just because you have, you're dead set on doing lasagna. All we got is angel hair, honey.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
It looks like going to the store. Baked ziti. Baked ziti with sausage.
Yes, dude. Ziti is...
Ziti's outstanding.
My goodness.
Fresh angel hair pasta is amazing when it's still soft. And I'm not going to say that to and for you. Almost got me. 817, braised bison ravioli. That sounds interesting. Your honorable mention pastas. You've got the manicotti, the elbow macaroni, ziti, gnocchi, and angel hair. Are your honorable mentions outside of the top 10?
Oh, they said they had my gnocchi as an honorable mention.
Yeah, it was the number 11.
I'm kind of against elbow macaroni. I don't know. Maybe it takes too long to cook out of the box. But I feel like more than that, it should just be isolated to the mac and cheese. That's mac and cheese pasta.
100%. If you could, I will not use it for anything else.
Okay.
But the elbow macaroni with brisket.
Oh.
And brisket mac and cheese, but you use the elbow macaroni.
Okay.
As long as it's still mac and cheese, though.
Yeah, but.
So I feel like that is the mac and cheese staple noodle. We don't really need to be doing like a ziti with that. We don't need to be doing, you know, don't try and take it out of its comfort zone there of the macaroni. Now, you can add whatever the hell you want.
I'll tell you what my favorite is. If you're going to add sauce and protein to it, go with the penne because what happens, okay. The rigatoni, because ooh. What happens is those tubes open up. And so the sauce and everything gets in the little tube.
Oh,
so,
it becomes a vessel.
So every bite, you're getting some type of the sauce or whatever protein you're going with in that.
10 is spaghetti, top 10 best types of pasta.
That's surprising to me. It's number 10.
I really thought it would be much higher. Me too. But maybe people are, you know, everyone's just like, oh, it's lazy spaghetti.
Do you have to cut that up and get the whole bite on a fork or do you slurp it in? Like,
I will stir.
Oh, you twist.
I will twirl.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that technique too.
I will twirl
too.
The fork.
Twirl it, yeah.
So I'm going to twirl, and then, we're slurping.
I've turned into a cutter.
I did that as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And then I matured.
You cut it with scissors? No, fork and knife, but, you know, it's... My wife will cut up
the kids' pasta with the scissors. She'll just...
Do you just think it's easier that way?
Yeah, and the you know when you do the twisting technique, there's usually at least one that's hanging long.
Yeah,
and I would get chapped lips from all the salt and the lip licking as I'm eating.
Okay.
Oh, because you have to hit it with a wipe every time.
Yeah,
you can't let that sit.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have a carving fork when you carve like meat? Do you have a fork, a big fork that you?
Or no,
you don't.
I need one.
Yeah, if you want to do pasta, what you do is take that carving fork, put it straight in the pasta, and twirl it, and you get the perfect amount on that fork.
Yep.
And then sit it on the plate.
With the fork?
Well, the presentation, you pull the fork and you get the perfect mound of spaghetti and it allows you to kind of control how much you have. But you take that carving fork and put it in the pasta and twirl it and get it to wrap like you would a normal fork.
Yeah.
Take it and then just put it on a plate and it sits. And it's just a nice, perfect pile.
Aesthetically,
of pasta.
Just beautiful.
Well, the other good trick is the spoon. You know, you go ahead and
brush it up against the spoon. Yeah.
And then you just go ahead and twist it with the fork, and then now you've got a nice looking bite.
And you eat with our eyes first.
Yeah, we do.
9 is lasagna.
Wow, that's low too.
8, and this is stunning.
8,
farfel.
Farfel.
Google.
Yeah.
Is that the...
I recognize what this looks like.
Fantail kind of pasta?
Is that a couscous?
It kind of is.
Is that like the bow tie?
It looks like mini bow ties.
That's
almost.
What I say, fanful.
Yeah, there's like smaller bow ties.
Bow ties. Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, it's fantail is what it's... I think it's what it's pronounced.
F-A-R-F-A-L-L-E. So you could be very right about that. 7 is rigatoni.
There we go. There's your vessel.
6 is tortellini.
It's good, man.
With cheese.
Yeah, it's stuffed in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
5 is linguine.
Man, I don't know. If spaghetti's 10?
Well, linguine with I think, like seafood. Like a seafood
linguine. Yeah, it's a little heavier. It's
good.
It is for the heavy sauce. You're right.
4, ravioli.
Yep.
3 is rotini, which is like the screwdriver looking. Pastas.
Yep.
And then it's multicolored.
Corkscrew.
Yeah, the corkscrew.
Oh, 2, I like those.
Yeah, they're good. 2 is penne.
Penne!
Yep. You nailed that with that being pretty high. People
penne
love
soul.
Their penne.
Michael Penne Jr.
But number 1.
Big Penne Energy.
Big Penne Energy.
Farfalla is what the 214 said.
Farfalla.
Number 1. Best type of pasta. Fettuccine.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Now you only eat that with the Alfredo sauce, or can that go with the marinara as well?
You can mix it up, but you're not gonna traditionally. You won't get that noodle at an Italian place with anything other than the Alfredo stuff on there. Maybe a vodka.
A vodka sauce is pretty damn delicious, which is a blend of the two.
Thank you, Bully. Top 10 every afternoon, 420 here in the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at best remaining players and the best fits for them as NFL free agency hits week two here. It's next in the nation. Thank you, Lucius, and apologies to authentic members of the Italian food and Italian community out there that we may or may not have offended.
I love this. It's top awesome. 10.
You can't seriously. She's saying about heavy sauces on angel hair pasta.
Yeah, so we've got some Tolos in Pittsburgh, and from the 412, he's texting, and his wife is absolutely triggered by the pasta segment. She's Italian, and the no heavy sauce on angel hair pasta really got her. She says that we are failing at our pasta game, and she says teaching your kids to cut their spaghetti is ruining them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we just Americanized everything.
I mean, we're trying to keep it from choking at 2 and 3 years old.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to disagree with you. I know you're Italian, but you cannot put a heavy sauce on a thin spaghetti and expect it to stick or to stay or to have any type other than just being overly coated with pasta sauce. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's why. And I even said about angel hair with the garlic, you know, and the way that do it. Like you say, to me, you would not put a Sunday sauce on.
Sounds like you're daring her to make one of these meals maybe the next time they come down for a Cowboys game and to bring it in studio to make you eat your words literally, Brian.
No, okay.
Eat those words.
Because they're awesome. You're dumbass. And white.
I'll tell you, I will make a Sunday sauce and we'll do it with
a sauce off?
With angel hair, no, not against the lady. I will make one, and I will sauce it in angel hair, and you tell me if in fact the balance of it is right.
Let's find out once and for all who is the sauce boss.
That's right. I don't know if it's Bottas. You know what? Gal in Pittsburgh.
No, she's Italian, and I'm sorry. I'm just saying there's a lot of things that you sauce, and angel hair pasta has it's such a delicate pasta.
That's why you only usually go with the duck sauce on there.
I was thinking the same thing. I think duck sauce would fit this.
Duck sauce.
That's right.
No. Okay.
You know what that is.
What segment we got going
on? It's time now for Wolchuk to give you the best fits for remaining free agents. Who's the best one standing? I'll tell you that right now.
Oh.
One ranking I saw, it's Stephon Gilmore, guys.
Yeah, and Stephon Gilmore, man. They say the best fit isn't necessarily for our Dallas Cowboys. Maybe that ship has sailed. In fact, this is from our buddy Bill Barnwell. Best fit, Baltimore Ravens. Cornerback was a roller coaster for the Ravens last season because of injuries. Humphrey was in and out of the lineup. Rocky Sin got hurt in the summer, never got back to his full-time job. And then they turned to Ronald Darby and Arthur Mallette with surprisingly impressive results. How about Plano's own Brandon Stevens? They want to move him over to safety. They had to keep him over at corner because they struggled there. That could end up making some sense.
We can't stop the run now that Hankins is gone. I guess we can hope Kendricks. We might miss the playoff. We might be under 500 this year, guys.
Yeah.
This is one thing after another.
They won't be under 500. They won't.
Yeah, but I think if you're doing the nine and eight.
They might be close, but
they won't be. Maybe 9-8.
I don't think they'll be under 500.
I think they're screwed.
I mean, if Zach Martin is not healthy, you know, he gets dinged, it's over. You have set the bar so dang high. And if Gilmore walks, you saw Bland getting toasted. You saw Diggs getting toasted. Jordan Lewis can't play slot that well consistently. They can't stop the run. This might be we see it all the time in the NFL where you're like a really strong contender. The next thing you know, you can't beat your way out of a paper bag.
The roster is a bit concerning. Right now, it certainly is, and I don't know that they can fit all this.
5-12 for all you?
No, I'm not going 5-12.
5-12? What do you got there, Dawson?
I don't think it would be a bad thing to be bad, though.
No, like
it'd be great. I don't think it would either.
You're talking about like the team that's.
I wouldn't want to go through a 5-12 of having to spend 7 days a week covering this team.
I wouldn't either.
I mean,
is 9-8 that much better?
I'm just, you know what? Give me hope. Give me some hope that I can fight, maybe get in the playoffs. I don't know. We're not going to do anything, but I've been through those 5-11s.
Those three straight 5-11s.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do five.
I don't know. I think I'm ready for it. I think I'm ready for it.
Those pregame shows are going to be an absolute kick in the, you know what.
It does stink, and I've been through a couple myself, you know, I think 2015 and then the Dak injured year. You know, it sucks when you have to work those games, but the end of the year sucks anyway. And as a fan, if I know we can clear the cap, get a good draft pick, and try to, you know, rebuild with quality, that's the name of the game in the NFL.
Yeah, I do lean, though. I mean, like, as
you
much
are
as...
going to lose your damn mind.
Oh, yeah.
If they're on a 7-game winning streak. Okay, Wolchuk, let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
You know? And we're all going to sit there and we're going to look at
losing
each other.
Streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely will. I side more because we can say what you want about Dak, and I'm with you on Dak in the postseason now. He's not a bad enough quarterback to where he's going to let you lose five games, only win five games. He's going to have you at 8 to 9 wins at worst.
Yeah, I think the range is 8 to 10 right now, depending on how great the draft goes.
I kind of feel like there'll be like a Jason Garrett, like an 8-8 team. I know we play 17 now, so... I think somewhere probably between 8 and 9. I don't think they're going to be under 500 myself.
But you're going to a different defensive scheme. You need different types of players to make Zimmer's work. Like, it is just riddled with opportunity to collapse.
It is. There is opportunity.
They're going to give them picks. They're going to let them, and we're going to cover it for 3 days, and they're going to let them draft.
Yeah.
And they're going to let them, and then after the draft, they're going to let them spend money on undrafted free agents who they probably have on their draft board.
When they're freed up and not really like in a big need at a position mode, which I think they were last year. Yeah. Like, wow, if we could stop the run better and block with our tight end better in the running game, maybe we can do our thing. Right now, they just need to take best player available. And I think that is going to spell draft success for this group. Every time they've done that, they've hit it out of the park.
Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Ezekiel Elliott, best free agent fit. According to Barnwell, is the New York Giants. That would be a little sickening to see. Michael Gallup's best free agent fit, and he's about to go visit the Ravens. We just talked about them as the L.A. Chargers, according to Barnwell.
I don't know how you could sign him for anything more than being your fourth receiver at this point.
Me either.
But he's going to visit the Ravens?
Yeah. And Tre'Davious White, who is one of the bigger name corners, although coming off injury, his best fit would be the San Francisco 49ers, according to Barnwell. That seems like a move that they would likely make.
Say it ain't so.
No.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
No problem.
There's a look at your top remaining free agents. Man, they get scooped up in a hurry, don't they? Just 10 days in.
You're looking at that second, third wave. You're like, damn, this is who we've got left over, huh?
And Gilmore's the best, apparently, out of the bunch. Okay, we have the Expressway coming up at 5:20. LA Live is coming up in just 45 minutes from right now. But football's finest with the Chief is next, and where are you taking us?
It's going to feature these Longhorn wide receivers that are getting all the pro day love today next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.